From LA, New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
Three top executive producers for the Ellen DeGeneres Show have been fired.
That can't be good.
And it all falls down. We're going to tell you what happened coming up in just a second. First, Sia, you know, the singer, she revealed that she's now a grandmother because the younger of her two adult sons just had two babies. So I'm assuming he had twins or maybe two different babies with two different women. I'm not sure. But remember I mentioned weeks ago that she had adopted two boys that were about to age out of the foster care system, which I think is amazing because, you know, you picture these kids become 18, 19 years old, depending on where they're from, and suddenly they're out of the foster care system and they're expected to just go and make life work for them. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, which is tough because you're basically an adult at that time.
Exactly, and people often won't adopt like the older kids as well. So I think it's a really beautiful thing that she did, but she's now saying that she's regretting saying anything about the situation.
Because?
She said she stopped talking about it because she made a bit of a boo-boo. She said they're my new children. I've only had them for a year and I'm such an open book, but I forget that not everybody is. She said, I realized that it wasn't really my news to share with the world and I instantly realized that I can't talk about my children's private life. That's not my news to share and I'm just learning how to be a mom.
The poor thing. No, she's like a gushing grandmother.
I know,
you know?
She was.
Just let her have her little moment. It's not like she's posting pictures of the kids.
Do you think he got mad at her? Do you think he was like...
I wish Madonna adopted me, not you.
All right. So three top executive producers for the Ellen DeGeneres Show have been fired. We saw this coming, and I feel like a house of cards, this is all just going to come crumbling down, basically. But there are multiple allegations that they all engaged in blatant sexual harassment and used fear and intimidation to run the show. So Ellen made the announcement yesterday to her staff, I'm assuming on a Zoom meeting. Ed Glavin, Kevin Lehman, and Jonathan Norman. I've heard all of these names. Mm-hmm. Like, they're real big wigs.
Yeah.
Five former employees said that Glavin touched them in a way that made them uncomfortable. Others said that they were uncomfortable. Get this. How creepy is this? He used his private shower in his office bathroom. So before you even see his desk, when you go into his office, you see his shower, and he'd be openly showering all the time.
Okay.
And then he'd go into meetings with wet hair after showering in his office.
I did not realize it was this gruesome. I mean, we knew it was a toxic work environment, but this is the first time that I hear of sexual misconduct. I think the show is done.
Yeah, there are way more inappropriate stories than that as well. You think the show is done? Sam said it here first.
It's been soiled. That's it.
A lot of other inappropriate stories. One good thing to come out of this is if you watch the Ellen DeGeneres Show, you know who Twitch is. He's so much fun. He's the DJ, the hype man, gets everything going, and he's now been promoted to co-executive producer.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy for
him. Process of elimination, I guess. There's no producers left?
No, I think he deserves the job, and clearly he's learned to keep his hand to himself and doesn't shower at work. How disgusting is that?
That's all it takes.
All right, 6:36 right now. That is your biz, and coming up, we're going to play the 640. Sorry, getting ahead of myself. The 640.